Paula right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And you can share your thoughts by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Top three stories, then we'll get into some of your some of the legislative update that's been going on. So getting started with Governor DeSantis, we'll start there. So Governor DeSantis is pushing for conservative Supreme Court justices to go ahead and overturn precedent. The precedent was you can only have the death penalty for murderers. You can't have the death penalty for other. They're saying the precedent is for nonviolent offenders, but I think rape can be violent. So the precedent is basically you can't have the death penalty for non-murderers. That's the precedent. Well, the state of Florida is trying to pass a bill in the Florida legislative session that says we can have the death penalty for child rapists. And so in order for that to actually go into effect, we've mentioned this before, there'll have to be federal precedent that'll have to be overturned. And so there'll be legal challenges to that. And we'll have to see how all of that plays out. But that's why this has become a national story. Then other top three stories. China has appeared to instigate its very first simulation of war. And so we'll talk about that in a little bit as well. And then finally, top three stories are the leaked secret Pentagon documents pertaining to Ukraine's counteroffensive against Russia reveals how much spying the United States has done on Russia during the war in Ukraine, which I don't think is that big of a surprise to many of us who've been following this. So those are some of the things going on right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Before I get into our Florida legislative update, though, I do want to bring up a little bit about this international relations. Let's put it that way, international relations. So one of the aspects is this China simulating striking Taiwan. They have a second day of drills now where they're simulating a war with Taiwan. They are, and apparently, you know, the United States is watching very closely what's going on with this, and they're planning on doing three full days of these drills. Now, this might be just these drills, this simulation of attacking Taiwan might be the reaction that they warned that they would have if the Taiwan president met with like the Speaker of the House and things like that, which he did, right? Remember, they kept warning, do not meet with the president of Taiwan if he, you know, when he goes to the United States. Well, of course, Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy did, and there was all kinds of other meetings. So this might very well be the response, which is drills, simulations of them attacking Taiwan. Okay, so there's going to be 3 days of it. We'll have to see what happens. You know, if anything happens after that. Now, going along with this, aspect of this, the House Republican, the chairman of the Select Committee, said that the United States must seriously consider a threat posed to Taiwan with these things. He's Mike Gallagher, Republican from Wisconsin. He was one of the ones that met with the president from Taiwan last week. And he was saying that he's encouraging Congress to expedite military aid to Taiwan. Quote, I think it all points to what is obvious, that we need to be moving heaven and earth to enhance our deterrence and denial posture so that President Xi Jinping concludes that he just can't do it. And so we'll have to see what happens with that. The other aspect I want to just mention real quick before I get into our Florida legislative update is pertaining to weakening relationships with our allies. There's been discussion in other states or other countries pertaining to devaluing the dollar, depositioning the dollar in their country. Now, Emmanuel Macron from France met with President Xi Jinping for many hours. And when he came out of it, he immediately started saying that Europe needs to reduce its dependence on the U.S. dollar and seek strategic autonomy. He has continued. He's basically pushed for de-dollarizing Europe. And this came about after 6 hours of spending time with President Xi Jinping. Now, part of it, he explained, was because he feels like the United States is becoming too volatile and maybe too involved with like Russia and Ukraine situation, too involved with China and Taiwan situation, too involved with South Korea and North Korea situation. And that if the world markets are relying on the dollar, then they might be weakening themselves because of how much the United States is getting involved with this. That's part of the message. But the other part of it is you're just thinking is, well, apparently we're not having as strong of a strategic alliance as what the president has been trying to say that we do have. That our alliance with France is weakening if they're looking to try to move on from basically being connected to us. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. All right. Let's see here. So when it comes to the Florida legislative update, not a whole lot of things happening just yet in the Florida legislative session as we've kind of rounded the corner on the halfway mark. But we do have a couple of things to let you know. There's a boating safety bill that's looking at anchoring limitation areas. This is to protect the wildlife, to protect the sea cows, right? So if you have anchors you can just put down, then that might create a problem. But then there's also insurance issues that they're trying to fix that they've had some issues with. There's also been, let's see here, where's the one? It would require those born in 1978 or later, it would change it to those born 1988 or later to receive boating safety instruction. So right now it's 1978 to later. They're trying to change it to 1988 to later. And then there's some insurance issues with boating that are trying to get fixed. That bill is going through the legislature. There's another bill that we've been talking about off and on that would change the lawsuits pertaining to glass repair companies. There was initially a bill that was going to basically say you can't sue glass repair companies. Well, that bill's been tweaked more and more. And so now this amendment now would require insurers to provide multiple shop options without preference to any one company. And so it would basically just change it to where companies can't steer people to just one company instead of just getting rid of lawsuits. It's saying, hey, well, let's change the way what's leading to the lawsuits in first place, which is people being steered towards one company and then feeling like they're getting grifted, and goes on and on. There was 37,000 auto glass lawsuits in 2022, excuse me. That was a 6,000% increase from 2011. So they feel like there needs to be tort reform because there's been just too many lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits against auto glass repair companies. And so that's what started this whole conversation. But now it's starting to get to, hey, let's stop. If we start allowing people to have more options, that would possibly reduce the lawsuits as well. So a lot of things going on right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Just got a call into the traffic line letting us know an accident on North Palafox Street. This is going to be North Palafox Street off of Hope Drive in the southbound direction. We do have an accident. We have slowdowns in both directions, but the scene of the accident is in the southbound direction, and state troopers just did arrive on the scene. This is going to be right near the interstate just south of East Olive Road, so just keep that in mind. We also have some typical afternoon traffic that's going to be leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction, as well as some spotty traffic on 98 leaving Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre. And we're looking good, 98 throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. Just some typical afternoon traffic, but nothing too bad. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. I got a couple texts here. We were talking about the bill that is trying to make it to where child rapists could receive the death penalty in the state of Florida. And I got a text here that says, yeah, if someone rapes my child, I'll handle the death penalty myself. Yeah, well, I understand that one. And I think that's why there is so much support. I was saying this before, there's a lot of support for this bill. And I think the reason why is because people are like, because if this happened to my kid, you know, I would want to do this myself. So let the state handle it. We're talking about a lot of these countries like France are starting to devalue the dollar and trying to stop using the dollar. And I think it shows a weakening position of our alliances. And I got a text here. Are these other countries expected to help us if or when we need it? Because this goes back into one of the reasons why they're wanting to devalue it is because we seemingly are involved with the Ukraine-Russian war. Yes, from a distance, but still somewhat involved. Same thing with Taiwan and the conflict with China. Same thing with South Korea and North Korea. And all these are seemingly ramping up almost all at the same time. And of course, we're always on the cusp of helping Israel fight against Iran and Syria and the Palestinians. And so a lot of people feel like the United States is just spread too thin, trying to help too many people. And so I got a point here. Are these other countries expected to help us if or when we need it? They are expected to. Whether they'd have the ability to is a completely different thing. Macron is a communist party subverted stooge. The European Union is too weak to stand on its own. Look at how they've leaned on the United States through NATO since it formed in 1948. France has consistently been one of the least reliable partners in the alliance. Yes, I agree as well. Hey, Bobby, fry him, because if the state don't and I can, I will when it comes to my kids. And that's how I feel like a lot of people feel as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Got to get top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida's Casual for Kids Day is Friday, April 28th. So you and your business can show your support by purchasing or wearing a Casual for Kids t-shirt. Here's the thing. The team orders are due today. So get your office together for Casual Friday and support the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida and their mission to love and support families of children with medical needs by giving them a place to call home. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, we got your daily dad joke and got an update for you on Super Mario Brothers, the movie. We'll talk about that a little bit as well right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news. Well, the 23-year-old suspect behind today's bank shooting was an employee there. Police say four people died and nine were injured after the shooting at the Old National Bank in downtown Louisville. Police say officers shot and killed the suspect. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says he lost one of his closest friends in that shooting, and a man who he says helped him build his law career. Also said he thought he lost another good friend in the shooting, but was glad to find out he survived. A grand jury will decide the fate of the eight Akron, Ohio police officers involved in Jalen Walker's death. The 25-year-old died from 46 gunshot wounds after an altercation with police during a traffic stop last year. That sparked riots in Akron last summer, and businesses now are preparing for the results of that grand jury decision, some boarding up windows in preparation for more riots this time around. And an expelled Tennessee lawmaker has been reappointed. Democrat Justin Jones was one of two African Americans kicked out of the Tennessee House last week for protesting gun violence on the floor after the deadly shooting at a private Christian school. Today, the Nashville City Council voting unanimously to reinstate him, Bobby.
Yeah, I saw that. So he was, I saw that both of them were advocating to try to get reinstated.
Yes. One is with
the only one.
Yeah. So one is with Nashville, and then the other was with, I guess, the Shelby County commissioners have to do it. So it sounds like it's a kind of a strange governmental system in Tennessee. If I don't know any other state that sounds like that, to be honest with you, where representatives can be expelled and then local jurisdictions can reinstate them. That's kind of bizarre, weird to me.
Very bizarre, right? To be able to have that, so that you got to be, I've never heard of these kinds of things as well. Of course, you don't really hear off. I mean, I can't even remember a time where I've heard of a state legislature kicking out somebody in the legislature. So there's a whole bunch of strangeness going on as it pertains to all this. So, it's a strange situation overall. There was a going back to the riots and to these other things. You're starting to get, it's kind of interesting because now you're getting people like, well, this thing occurred, so now let's go ahead and board up our businesses. Let's go ahead and get ramped up police presence. Like, it's almost becoming an expectation now that when certain things happen, there's going to be riots, you know? Where was that you were saying they were boarding it up?
This was Akron. And this was a year after the actual incident took place. So we're a year removed from that now, where there were riots already in the aftermath of that, and now with the grand jury deciding whether or not they will bring charges against the officers involved, businesses are now making those preparations.
Okay, yeah, there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the Fives of Gracie Wolf.
We still have some slowdowns on Palafox Street. This is going to be right off of Hope Drive. We have an accident in the southbound direction. So expect some slowdowns in both the north and southbound directions on North Palafox Street at Hope Drive. This is just south of East Olive Road, right near the interstate. Other than that, we're looking good with just typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We got your daily dad joke, plus an update for you on Super Mario Brothers, the movie. That's coming up next.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Well, I remember the fight.
That's cool right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, Super Mario Brothers movie had the biggest global opening for an animated film of all time. It broke the record with $377 million in worldwide sales. Made $204 million at the domestic box office, $173 million overseas. And so far, it's been the biggest opening of 2023 so far. To give you an idea like how big this was of beating, so it's now the biggest global opening for an animated film of all time. The previous was Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which brought in 71 million. Holy smokes. This thing brought in $306 million more for the weekend than what the previous placeholder did. That shows you how big this sucker was. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
A couple ones here for you. There was why do you go to bed in full armor? Because it's the best way to get a full night's sleep. Be a full night. Yeah. Huh? What did the left butt cheek say to the right butt cheek? If we stick together, we can put a stop to all this crap. That one was sent to me, by the way. So yeah, I'm just the deliverer. Those are your daily dad jokes. There's a lot of people over the weekend I saw that were either upset or praising the new ad campaigns from Budweiser and from Nike for using that transgender dude, Dylan Mulvaney. According to an article I read on ZeroHedge.com, a reason why you might be starting to see more of these companies coming up with these woke things is due to the Corporate Equality Index score. Basically, it's a woke rating. The better they do, the more they might be able to get money from certain banks. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So, got a couple of stories here related to, an update on the police officers relocating to Florida. Oh, we've got that for you coming up here in a little bit. We got your sports hit coming up as well. Before we get to all that, though, let's go ahead and get to your top three stories. So top three stories, China appears to, they've got their third day of war simulation against Taiwan that they're doing. Oh, boy. Things are ramping up over there quite a bit after the Taiwan president came to the United States last week. Leaked secret Pentagon documents lifted the lid on U.S.'s spying efforts on Russia during the Ukraine war. And Governor Ron DeSantis is trying to lure Supreme Court conservatives to overturn landmark precedent yet again. This landmark precedent pertains to not having a death penalty unless you're a murderer. The reason why he's trying to get them to overturn this is because Florida is trying to pass a bill that would allow the death penalty for child rapists. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. That's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Your sports hit. Major League Baseball underway right now. The Yankees are beating the Guardians 2-0. Scoreless game between Oakland and Baltimore. Houston and Pittsburgh is scoreless. And the Tampa Bay Rays are scoreless against the Boston Red Sox. right now. All those are pretty much in the first inning still. The White Sox beat the Twins earlier today, though, 4-0. And, oh, the Miami Marlins are also scoreless against the Phillies. So all those games basically just started. Coming up at 6:20 on ESPN Plus will be Cincinnati Reds against the Atlanta Braves. The Braves are 6-4. Reds are 4-4. Then WNBA draft is supposed to be going on tonight. So we're waiting for those results to come out. And then NHL hockey on ESPN Plus. Florida Panthers are hosting Toronto at 6:00 on ESPN Plus. And I don't believe Tampa Bay Lightning are playing. Yeah, they're not. Then in sports news, according to sources, NFL teams are asking the Cardinals about their third round pick. So it looks like the Panthers and the Houston Texans are expected to get quarterbacks in the first and second overall picks. And other teams are trying to reach out to the Cardinals about getting their third pick in the draft, which they already have Kyler Murray, but maybe they're looking as a backup or something for him. And so let's see what's going on with that. Or maybe they're looking for a receiver to go with him now that they may be trading away DeAndre Hopkins. All right. Now, Dwayne Haskins, the former quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who was hit and killed by a bus last year in the offseason, his wife has filed a lawsuit against multiple people, basically saying it wasn't an accident. He was drugged in a blackmail conspiracy. And that's what made him wander into the street and get hit by a bus. Odell Beckham Jr. signing a one-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson approves it, even though Lamar Jackson may be moving on over in the NBA. NBA set records for attendance and sellouts in 2022-2023 season. The Pistons have fired their head coach. They're starting to look for his replacement. And the Minnesota Timberwolves has suspended Rudy Gobert for the play-in tournament against the Lakers. This came about after he punched a teammate in the last game. And at halftime, they've sent him to the locker room. And he did not join the team for the second half of the team. So they've gone ahead and suspended him for the play-in game against the Lakers. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 not showing anything too bad to slow you down. And our slowdowns on Palafox have cleared up. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. If you'd like to weigh in, once again, text or call 850-437-1620. So last year, Governor DeSantis, on April 1st, signed HB3 into law and included a lot of law enforcement initiatives, including incentives to encourage out-of-state residents and Floridians to join state and local law enforcement agencies. There was there were signing bonuses for every recruit, cost-covering training, relocation expenses, pay raises, $1,000 bonuses, and more. What they have found is we've had about 530 police officers since a year ago have relocated to Florida. Not even to mention the number of law enforcement officers that have, joined up and stuff. So just those who relocated here, 530 officers relocated, and over 200 were from California, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas. And there's been 1,750 new law enforcement officers who have received bonuses through this program as well. So pretty stout little programs. It seems to be working out pretty good. Then another story here I want to relate to you real quick, more local, the OLF 8 project. Escambia County Commission has voted to have negotiations with home builder D.R. Horton to purchase the OLF 8 property for $41 million. So they voted last Thursday to take the next step in the OLF 8 property. If you recall, there was a couple of bids. Some different people were trying to bid on the property, trying to buy it. And so they decided to go ahead and move forward with D.R. Horton. I've heard from a lot of people in the past that they're not necessarily against the development of the property. They just don't like D.R. Horton. So, but they've decided to go forward with that. It's going to be a mix of retail, restaurants, office space, townhomes, apartments, and light industrial around a town center. So there's some that are concerned there's not enough commercial space being used in there, but either way, it looks like they're going to move forward with that ordeal. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. We've got your quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner, and we got Bobby's brain teasers for you as well. So lots to come this hour right here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we've got your top stories on FoxNews.com. But first, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom for a quick news update. Joe?
Well, Bobby, police now say the 23-year-old suspect behind today's bank shooting was a former employee. Four people were killed, nine injured after the shooting at the Old National Bank in downtown Louisville. Police said officers exchanged fire with the shooter, who died in the exchange there. The State Department is designating a Wall Street Journal reporter as being wrongfully detained by Russia. That means that Evan Gershkovich's case will now be handled at the State Department through the Office of the Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs. A grand jury will decide the fate of the eight Akron, Ohio police officers involved in Jalen Walker's death. The 25-year-old died from 46 gunshot wounds after an altercation with police during a traffic stop last year. The incident sparked riots at the time, and now some businesses in downtown Akron are boarding up their windows in preparation for more of the same when the grand jury releases their decision. Bobby?
Sell that as well. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top stories on FoxNews.com. Reporter stuns Corinne Jean-Pierre, demands to know if she's protecting Biden from tough questions. And her response, absolutely not. So I guess she said that Biden takes an unprecedented amount of shouted questions. And reporters did not like that at all because they feel like he doesn't take any questions at all. So that's why they always have to, shout the questions because he doesn't take questions. So one reporter says, is the administration trying to protect the president from our questions? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That was her response. So there you go. The other top stories on FoxNews.com. Hero cop on the job for just 2 weeks when he was shot responding to the bank massacre. And this is in Louisville, what you've been hearing about right here. It was an employee who showed up at work and just started shooting up, I guess, fellow employees. So one of the people that was shot was Officer Nick Wilt, 26 years old, just graduated from the police academy March 31st. Barely been on the job when he was shot. He is he's basically fighting for his life right now, is what we just got the word about that. So, unfortunate story right there. Then, legendary females sign letter opposing federal anti-trans sports ban. That's right. You would think it would be the opposite, but no. You've got some athletes who have signed a letter opposing the Protection of Girls and Women's Sports Act. These athletes have called on lawmakers to focus their attention on other causes female athletes have been fighting. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here? So I pulled this up. Megan Rapinoe. Now, if you're not familiar with Megan Rapinoe, she's the very outspoken lesbian soccer player. And I say outspoken lesbian because that's what she's outspoken about. I'm not trying to classify her. That's what she's always outspoken about, is LGBTQ initiatives. And so that is, so she is one of 40 other athletes who've signed this letter saying that they're opposed to the ban of transgenders playing in their own sports, which I'm kind of surprised about. They said that the bill wouldn't protect women in sports, but rather exclude women and girls from getting mental and physical health benefits. Say what? Yeah, continuing on here. We believe that gender equity in sport is critical. Okay, so you want Megan Rapinoe to start playing soccer with males? I mean, come on. That's gender equity in sports? All right, continuing on here with that letter. Which is why we urge policymakers to turn their attention and effort to the causes women athletes have been fighting for decades, including equal pay, an end to abuse and mistreatment, an uneven implementation of Title IX, and lack of access and equity for girls of color and girls with disabilities, to name only a few. Our deepest hope is that transgender and intersex kids will never have to feel the isolation, exclusion, and other things that are happening in the law right now. All right, so going back to this, that last part right there. I addressed this on Friday, and I said, what we're seeing with the push to allow transgender athletes to play in girls' sports is a result of the mentality that was behind the participation trophy awards thing that has been going on for the last couple of decades. The mentality that implemented that, the participation awards, is what's behind the transgender things. We don't want somebody to feel like they're not included. We don't want somebody to feel like they're not a winner. We don't want somebody to feel like they're not part of something. That's exactly what this letter stated from Megan Rapinoe and these 39 other female athletes. Quote, our deepest hope is that transgender kids will never have to feel isolation and exclusion. That's what it's about. The problem is by allowing biological males to compete in female sports, you are now excluding females. You're now pushing down females to lift up somebody who feels excluded on their own. You just can't do that. And I'm sorry, life's not fair. That's what it comes down to. Life is not fair. And by you trying to make it fair for this very small group of people, you're making it very unfair for a large group of people who have been fighting for rights for decades. They've been fighting for equality for decades. And now you're stepping on them in order to build up somebody else. Let's get traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We're looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as 29. Highway 90, we still have some slow-moving traffic that's going to be leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, but it does look like it's improving for the afternoon. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this report is sponsored by Northern Tool and Equipment. Spraying down the shop or your own home, a pressure washer from Northern Tool says you're serious about cleaning. From an all-electric powerhouse to a Honda-powered North Star models, they've got all the machine for any type of clean. Northern Tool and Equipment were made for this. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Some of the top stories on FoxNews.com real quick is nearly half of Americans think that Trump should suspend his campaign due to the indictment. 47%. See, the indictment is politically motivated. However, they believe that he should go ahead and suspend his campaign. And so that just kind of shows, look, we know his fundraising has been increasing for the Trump campaign dramatically. So it hasn't slowed down the fundraising or anything like that. But so at least the supporters of Trump are even more emboldened to keep supporting him. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
We breathe in and out roughly 25,000 times a day. Has more than 10,000 liters of air. The definition of classic car in most states is a car that was made at least 25 years ago. So a car from 1998 is now technically a classic. FDR has the greatest win in presidential history. In 1936, he beat Alf Landon 523 electoral votes to 8. Landon only won Maine and Vermont. And then spaghetti is plural. Each individual piece is called spaghetto. Ooh. Mm-hmm. All right, it's Pets Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.